It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition of the program that brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Yeah. So each and every Tuesday, Megan stops by and she brings us a guest. Today is no exception. Who did you bring?
Yes, I'm delighted to have Mylan here with us, who's the Director of Annual Giving for the Virginia Center for Creative Arts, VCCA, and she's here to talk about some opportunities to volunteer and get on their campus this weekend, which is really exciting for those who haven't been out there, and also a gala coming up later in June. So we want to hear about all the things happening at VCCA and how we can help.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for taking time.
Thank you.
So tell us about your organization in generalities, and then we can delve into all the different opportunities that folks have to come out and check it out.
Sure. So as Mari said, the Virginia Center for the Creative Arts, VCCA, it's an artist residency program right here in, well, right down the road, Amherst, Virginia. So okay. It's about 15, 20 minutes from Lynchburg, right across from Sweetbriar College. And we're an artist residency program, which basically means that we support artists who are looking for time and space to come and work on their art. So we have visual artists, composers, writers. We provide them a studio, a bedroom. We feed them 3 meals a day. And we basically,
I want to come.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The food alone, somebody to feed you all the time.
Sounds exactly what I need.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's
they recently renovated the living quarters, you know, the residence hall, and it's really beautiful. It's
nice.
Just a gorgeous place.
Yeah, it really is. It's a beautiful place to work, and it's a beautiful place to visit. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's part of why we have these sorts of opportunities because of the nature of the place. You know, we really try to give the artists uninterrupted time and space. That's our whole thing, right? So, you know, usually it's pretty closed doors because of that, because they're working on their art and we're not trying to make many demands of them. But twice a year we have our volunteer day where people can come out, check out the property, you know, help us with some gardening projects, things of that sort. And then open studios is really, we give the fellows and residents at the time the opportunity to open their studio doors and let people who are visiting come through and see what they're working on.
Nice.
And meet some of the artists.
How long have you been doing this, and how many artists have worked with you?
So VCCA celebrated its 50th anniversary.
Wow.
About 4 years ago.
That was tremendous.
Mm-hmm. And we've had over 6,500 fellows in that
That's
time
incredible.
Period. Yeah, we get about 400 fellows a year.
Okay.
We do 22 at a time.
That's tremendous.
Here in Amherst. And then we also have a property in Auvillar, France.
Okay.
And so we have four artists there at a time.
Nice.
About 9 months out of the year.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
This is and fantastic.
And what kind of volunteer opportunities, you mentioned gardening, or what kind of duration are they arriving in the morning and staying throughout the day, or what's that look
right.
like?
So it's mostly a morning into the early afternoon sort of thing. I think we meet at about 10 and, you know, kind of work for a few hours, and then we provide a lunch just to say thanks. And then, you know, a little bit of light cleanup afterwards, and then it's kind of the day wraps up, you know, about 2 o'clock at the latest. But, you know, it's a very casual sort of experience. So you're not committed to, you know, 4 full hours. Yeah. But, you know, like I said, it's pretty much light gardening, some pruning, you know, putting down some mulch, things like that.
Yeah. Well, this is National Volunteer Month, and we're highlighting all the different, we have over 100 different opportunities on Share Greater Lynchburg, and we're just trying to get the word out about all the wonderful things that are happening. So this falls at a really good time for us to be able to talk about it and highlight it. So.
Absolutely. So I want to find out about your events that are upcoming, but I also want to find out what would it take? What do you look for? What's the criteria, or what's the application process like for an artist to join you?
Right. So we are a peer. We run on a peer review.
Okay.
So we have, I think it's 3 application periods that basically fall to the academic schedule now. So it's fall, winter, spring. It's spring, summer, fall. So, you know, like a academic calendar. And you know, people apply and tell us kind of about their work and what they submit samples, and we send out the samples to be reviewed by people who are kind of experts in those specific genres. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't just be your writing is getting reviewed by another writer. It's, if you're a novelist, it's being reviewed by another novelist.
Nice.
And a lot of times those are people who are fellows that have been through our program and volunteer some of their time for that.
And to me, that's one of the really interesting things about it. They have writers, poets, artists, musicians. It's pretty unlimited as to what the
how long do they stay on campus when they come for the residency.
So it really is a big range. Something that's very different about VCCA from other artist residency programs is that we kind of work on a rolling, not so much admission, but like incoming.
Yeah.
So we schedule out, you know, the period, but it's kind of dependent on what works best for that artist. So they submit to us their dates and how long they might want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And the average, I think, is about 2 to 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Some people stay a little bit less than that if they can only get away from their home life, you know, for a week. And some people will even come for a month. It just sort of depends.
Yeah.
But the average is about 2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, I know. Wow. I sent it to a friend who was writing a book. Also has three children. So it's
right.
Like, I don't know when you can get away, but this would be an awesome place to finish that book,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of your events. You've got one coming up on, this Saturday, and then another on Sunday. Talk about that.
Sure. So, like I mentioned earlier, Volunteer Day is on Saturday. And so that's a great opportunity to come and check out the property and just kind of, you know, see the beauty firsthand and kind of get your hands in the earth if that's something that appeals to you. It's a fun day, and a lot of the artists will also take some time and come participate as well, just, you know, to have a little break from the studio or anything like that, because, being on residency is kind of like being retired. There's no, like, weekdays and weekends. They're just sort of doing what they want when they want, like my
Bill
mom says.
Bill knows all about that.
Yeah.
Sure I do.
It's, Bill, 6 Fridays and 1 Saturday, like my mom says.
Bill's busier now than he was, I think, when he was fully employed.
We have a day clock in our kitchen that just has one hand. It tells you what day it is. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And it keeps perfect time. So.
Yeah. So they're working kind of round the clock on their own schedule, so sometimes they like to have a little break and come see what we're doing. So that's Volunteer Day, and I believe, you know, the sign up is going to be closing pretty soon, so we want people to kind of check that out and fill out our little questionnaire thing for that. You'll get an email with updates about, you know, when to arrive and what to bring and things like that. But, you know, we'll have lunch and we'll have water and good company, so it's
very cool. And then on Sunday, tell us about that.
Sure. So Sunday is our open studios. And so we'll have a number of artists that are currently in residence open up their doors. And, you know, we'll greet people. We'll give you a little bit of background on VCCA. You'll get a map and a program and a little bit of information on the artists that are going to be showing their spaces. So you'll get a little bio of them. And then it's really quite leisurely. You can just walk through, follow the map, and go into the buildings that have open doors and into the rooms, and the artists will be there to show you whatever it is that they're working on, to talk to you about their work. It's always really a really cool experience to see what's going on, you know, in that process.
Yeah. And do you need to register in advance for that?
No, Open Studios is just come as you will.
Nice.
So
okay.
And the property is gorgeous, but I've been to the Open Studios maybe 3 different times, and it's always really interesting to talk to the artists and see what they're doing and get to see the spaces and everything. It's amazing.
Nice.
Yeah.
I would really encourage people to go out and do that.
Yeah, it's one of the rare opportunities to really see into the studio spaces for sure. And, you know, even if you've been before, there's a whole new group of people, so it would be...
It's always different.
Uh-huh, exactly, exactly.
Very nice. And then tell us about your gala that's coming up.
Yeah, so we are planning our annual gala this June. It's June 14th, and it's really our big fundraising event for the year. We start working on it super early, so it's really fun. We've started doing themes for it, and
is it out there?
It's gonna be, yes. It's gonna be at our property in Amherst.
Perfect.
We have a really beautifully renovated barn there that we put in a sprung dance floor. Oh. So you can go dance the night away and your knees won't hurt in the morning. But it, you know.
Mine will anyway.
Another thing that I have to look forward to.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but the idea being that, you know, maybe we can expand our offerings to fellows if we have this space. But it's also been a great space for us to host this event. And it's a really great time. We have usually about 100 plus people come out and, you know, we have dinner and we have drinks and we oftentimes have like a small art auction. We'll have live music. It is a ticketed event. We will be going live with our tickets on May 1st.
Nice.
Okay. So you can find that information on our website or on our social media. We're going to make it really loud, but it's always a really great time and a great way to support VCCA and also another opportunity to come onto property to introduce it to other people.
I love thinking that we're, you know, we're a space where the loud noise of some of the cities and the art culture that people have chosen, you know, this is a retreat for them to think that we live in such a beautiful place that it's a destination and it's a competitive destination.
Yes.
Makes me grateful that we get to live here every day and see these mountains and see this, you know, have this creative energy here and that people seek out the opportunity to come. So
absolutely.
I really think it will be neat to see the studios and learn a little bit more about the individuals who are there because I'm sure they're from all over the country, maybe the world.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know how far away they come from, but it sounds really neat.
All over.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for taking so much time to tell us about this.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you. You
can learn more about the Virginia Center for the Creative Arts if you visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in VCCA or Virginia Center. It came up. It's a very intuitive platform. And you can learn more about not only this nonprofit, but 189.
That's right.
Still
189.
Okay.
Working 100, on that 190th right now.
This is a milestone. 189 nonprofit organizations are represented on the Share platform. And if you are part of a nonprofit organization and you're not on the Share platform, what are you waiting for? It's free.
That's right. That's right. And when you're on there, you become part of our, you know, family of opportunities like this. So, you know, I looked on the platform and said, oh, VCCA is coming up. Can you all come? And we also have Lunch and Learns every month. We just had a really great one last week at Humankind out on their property. They have such an expansive property as well. So many ways that the nonprofit community can utilize it. We had 24 attendees and a really nice fellowship time of lunch and sharing our needs and, you know, how can we help each other? And we know that, you know, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation invests in the Share platform because we know that when we collaborate and connect with one another, then our dollars are going to go further. So the $35 million that's been given away by the foundation can go further if we are working in tandem with each other and not in silos. And so those Lunch and Learns are really cool. We also have a new series called the Executive Director Series. We have our luncheon on childcare coming up this week.
Okay.
Still have a few spots left. We provide lunch through a grant from the Al Strubontz Foundation at Isabella's, and it's a nice catered luncheon for us to talk about childcare 0 to 5 and the issues therein, and have a little case study by the United Way of Central Virginia. So that's great. It's also National Volunteer Month. I mentioned earlier, we're looking for submissions of rock star volunteers. So if you have a volunteer that you want to really celebrate, we're going to feature them on social media, on local digital billboards, and also send them a gift card to thank them for their time and their effort. So all that's happening right now. We start those features today, actually, and you'll see that on our social media.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then at the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, how are things going?
Yeah, so we had the Youth Philanthropy Council announcements last week. We had a group of 27 local high school students from around the region. Excellent students, incredible to be with them. And they went through an 8-month process of touring and evaluating and visiting a bunch of different nonprofits. And they landed on 2 recipients of grants. A $10,000 Wells Fargo grant went to Parkview Community Mission to feed fellow teens in the high school feeding program that they have for the weekend opportunities. And $5,000 was announced for the Johnson Health Center to open up their youth library. So when a pediatric patient comes to Johnson Health, they walk away with a book or books from the library. So that $5,000 will simply be to purchase $5,000 of books to fill their clinics.
Nice.
So really moving, and these kids were forever impacted by this opportunity. And so we do that every year. It was the 19th year of the Youth Philanthropy Council, and it's making huge impact. And these students are often going into, you know, degrees in nonprofits, minors in nonprofits, serving on boards later in life. The impact that this program has on them is life-changing, just this eight-month period. So really happy that that's wrapped for the year. And teachers and counselors can nominate rising seniors this summer, you know, for next year's program as well.
Well, it's tremendous. It's the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. You can learn more by visiting lynchburgfoundation.org. Folks, thank you so much for taking time this morning. We really appreciate it. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.